party. So I'll do this.
I've played a couple tracks off this in the recent, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. Something else. 2 months ago, I played something from the Gypsy Kings, and somebody called up, and they said they never hear the Gypsy Kings, so I'm going to play something else from the Gypsy Kings from a CD entitled Simply Mad About the Mass. Strike that. Take two. Simply Mad About the Mouse, not about Mad About Mass. That's a whole other issue that I'm not going to get into, but this is a musical celebration of imagination to Mickey. And the Gypsy Kings here are going to do a song called I've Got No Strings, which is going to be a real contrast to what you're listening to right now. So be prepared for that. And then I'm going to get into some, I don't know, some techno Star Wars stuff and maybe some of the Bobs and who knows what in the last 25 minutes of my show. So thanks for hanging out with me this morning, out there doing your early morning thing. If you're just waking up, well, it's about 4 minutes after five right now, so get out of bed and get ready to take on the day. The weather is going to be, who knows, you know, really, who knows what the weather's going to be like. So I'll see you guys later, and thanks for listening to KBOO. It's your community radio station here at 90.7 FM. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, now. Force. He said, go to Yoda and show you the force. And I'm not not the kind that would argue with them. So it looks like I'm going to start all over again with my Yoda. 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 So I use the force, I picked up a box, I lifted some rocks while I stood on my head. But I won't forget what Yoda said.
He said, Luke, stay away from the darker side, and if you start to go astray, let the force be your guide. Oh my Yoda, Yoda.
I know Darth Vader's really got you annoyed, but remember if you kill him, then you'll be unemployed. Oh my Yoda, Yoda. Well, I heard my friends really got in a mess, so I'm gonna have to leave Yoda, I guess. But I know that I'll be coming back someday. Now the band is parked and I'm old and gray. Cause a long-term contract I had a sign, and I'll be making these movies till the end of time. But with my Yoda,
Her name was Leia, she was a princess, with a Danish on each ear, and Darth Vader drawing near, so R2-D2 found Ben Kenobi.
Obi-Wan.
He'd have to put the Death Star plans into the Rebellion's hands, so Luke and Obi-Wan had to get to Alderaan, so they stopped into Mos Eisley to have a drink with Han at the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creature creatures you've ever seen.
Here at the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
Uta Solo.
His name was Solo.
Han Solo.
He was a pilot with a blaster at his side and a smile 12 parsecs wide there with Chewbacca. He was a Wookiee. They met with Luke and Obi-Wan about the Millennium Falcon docking bay 94. Stormtroopers at the door with a flash of Ben's lightsaber. Now there's an arm on the floor at the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen. Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
Us ice cream space court. You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. You must be cautious.
His name was Yoda. He was a Muppet. Darth Vader was so bad. And by the way, he's Luke's dad. Luke kissed his sister. His hand got cut off. In that galaxy far, far away, Luke has had a lousy day. Boba Fett was so mean. Jabba had bad hygiene. Why didn't they all just relax back on Tatooine? At the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen. At the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
The Force will be with you. Always.
around you.
It's a mystery wrapped up in an enigma. The question most often repeated, Newton, Plato and Einstein have pondered and all been defeated. More than the nature of life itself, the cream of philosophical brains, have thought and theorised for centuries past, and yet the question remains. Why do cafes close at tea time? They open all afternoon, but you'll find when tea time comes round, all of the buggers are shut. It's an enigma wrapped up in a tea cake. A concept that's somehow unreal. You can get a meal when you're not hungry, but not when it's time for a meal. There's been centuries of speculation and many a master's degree. At precisely the time we all want to eat, they go home and have the tea. Why do cafes close at tea time? They're there when you're not in the mood. And at tea time, there's always McDonald's. You're stuck if you really want food. You can eat at the garden centre, the DIY superstore. You can stop for your tea at Sainsbury's, but cafes, that's not what they're for. You can't have a meal at mealtime. I've done years of research, it reveals that the way to get meals in a cafe is by having your meals between meals. Why do cafes close at tea time? It's often been pondered upon. You'd like a small cake with perhaps butter and jam. And where's your opportunity? Scone. They've left me here all lonely. I don't know what to do. My mum and dad have gone away, and all my brothers too. My friends have disappeared and all, and I'm the lonely one. They've gone off to the seaside. I bet they're having fun. Only dozed off for a minute. But I woke up to find I'm a lonely little lemming. Because they've left me behind. This is serious. They told me they were going. They told me don't be late. Only missed them by a minute. Don't know why they couldn't wait. They've gone off to the seaside. Bet they're swimming in the sea. Bet there's millions of them swimming out there. Everyone but me. Only dozed off for a minute. But I woke up to find I'm a lonely little lemming. 'Cause they've left me behind. Better be riding on the donkeys. Better be walking down the pier. Better be jumping in the water. But I'm just sitting here. Better be splashing in the ocean. Oh, my throat is full of lump. They can rush up to the cliff and they can take a running jump. Only dozed off for a minute, but I woke up to find I'm a lonely little lemming, 'cause they've left me behind. All 5 million of them vanished. I don't know the way. It's only me got left behind. It's not my lucky day. I'm a lonely little lemming, crying at the moon. I wonder when they're coming back. I hope they're coming soon.
Yeah, there are a couple of things from a CD, Up the Creek Without a Poodle. Okay, whatever that means. Looking here. Les Barker is who that was, recorded in England. We heard Why Do Cafes Close at Tea Time and The Lonely Little Lemming. Before that, mixed in a couple of things from a CD here at the station entitled Star Wars Breakbeats and by Super Genius from Suckadelic Records. A couple of different things mixed in there having to do with Star Wars. And prior to that, or somewhere in the middle of that, two things from Dr. Menno's Basement Tapes, Volume 6 CD. Star Wars Cantina by Mark Jonathan Davis and the 1981 demo version of Yoda by Weird Al Yankovic. And that kind of ties back in with the Kinks there. And something from the Bobs, naming the band there from the Bobs. Well, that's it for me. I'm out of here. Diane is chomping at the bit, as they say, waiting to hit on the air and give you some early morning gumbo to start your day off the right way. Again, I won't be on in 2 weeks. Rich will be in my stead. I'll be over in England having a pint or two for you, exploring the countryside. Maybe I can knock down a stone at Stonehenge or something. No, I heard you can't even walk up there anymore. That's too bad, because I really wanted to do that. But, oh well, I'll look at it from afar. I'll take lots of pictures. I'll think of everybody. Yeah, you bet. Anyways, thanks for listening. See you all in a month. And keep it right here at your favorite community radio station, KBOO in Portland. See you next month. Bye.
Uh-oh, the cuckoo kids. That means it's time to go.
Well, it's very pleasant to have seen you all here. And to think that you're my audience and all that, because I'm a born actor myself. I like an audience. I'm like a child in that respect. Well, goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye until next Saturday,
when we will all be with you again.
Yes, sir, Mr. Buster.
With lots of music and lots of fun, lots of laughing for everyone, lots of everything under the sun.
Oh, I'll bring the breakfast.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland, 90.7 on your FM dial.
Independence. Not being subject to another's authority or jurisdiction. Grassroots.